بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we find that during the earlier days of Islam, during the initial phase of the Nubuwwah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, while he was propagating and preaching the deen of Islam to the people in Makkah Mukarramah, this was done very secretly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was selective as far as who he would choose to propagate and preach the message of Islam, of Tawheed to. He would select those who he felt would be receptive to his message. And those who had accepted Islam also were very secretive about this as well. Many of them would mix with their family members, would mix with society, go into the marketplace, etc. And people would not know that they had accepted Islam, that they had now believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this continued for some time in Makkah Mukarramah until a support base had been built up. A few people had now accepted Islam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam now had a small group with him. And when this happened, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to begin propagating and preaching openly. In other words, now everything has to be transparent. All the cards have to be put on the table. And the deen of Islam has to now be propagated openly and spread. And each and every person has to now be invited towards Tawheed, towards the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse, this command is now issued to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, Ya ayyuha al-Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Allah says, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, convey, preach that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. In other words, be open about this. Do not hide any longer. Do not be secretive about this. وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. Allah then cautions Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if you do not do so, if you continue to hide certain aspects of the deen of Islam, then you have not fulfilled your duty of propagating his message. Of course, this is inconceivable that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would do this, but this is just a warning that ensure that you propagate and that you preach each and every law of the deen of Islam. Do not hold anything back. And we find this is one of the beautiful salient features of Islam, is that there is transparency. Everything is open. There is nothing that is hidden. There is no distortion. There is no concealing of anything. Unlike we find certain misguided groups, the Shia, for example, who believe in the doctrine of taqiyya, which is quite simply holy lies, where you are allowed to conceal certain aspects of faith, of your belief, for some perceived benefit. This goes completely contrary to the teachings of Islam, the teachings of Quran, and that is, everything has to be put onto the table. There has to be nothing hidden and concealed. So this command was issued to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we find one of the first individuals who now openly proclaimed his Islam was Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And we have heard the incident many times before, that initially he came to take the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he then accepted Islam at his hands, and he walked out of that home, and he went into the haram of Makkah Mukarramah in front of the Kaaba, and loudly he proclaimed that, I have now accepted Islam, I believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah. So this was the initial phases or stage of propagating Islam openly. And of course, the natural worry and concern that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would have had is that if I now begin to propagate and preach openly, then this will attract criticism, it will attract a harsh reaction from the Quraysh, from the disbelievers. So they should not harm me, they should not plot to take my life. So here Allah then promises Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas, Allah will protect you from the people. In other words, Allah gives you guarantee of safety, of protection, that while you are propagating and preaching the message of Islam, your life will not be taken. Of course, one objection is raised, and Mufassirin discussed this, is that we find throughout the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, especially while propagating Islam, while preaching Islam, a lot of harm, a lot of difficulty came to him. He was persecuted, he was harmed physically, he was insulted, and we have heard many incidents in this regard. So how do we reconcile that with this verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Wallahu ya'asimu, Allah will grant you protection and safety. So Mufassirin explained that yes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did undergo suffering and difficulty, but ultimately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved and protected his life. There were many attempts made on the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, many times that the Quraysh had plotted to take his life, and they lay in wait for him. They would wait behind a wall and try to throw some boulder on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. On one occasion he was poisoned, the poison was put into food and given to him. So all of these attempts were made to take his life, but because of this promise of protection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved his life. So although he did undergo some difficulty and suffering, but ultimately his life was preserved and protected, and he fulfilled his mission of propagating the deen of Islam. And finally Allah then says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ, that despite your best efforts in making tabligh and conveying the message of Islam to the people, Allah will not guide those who are persistent disbelievers. In other words, those who, despite listening to your message, and despite it making sense to them, despite it being logical, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still persist upon their disbelief, they are not prepared to listen, they are not prepared to give up the ways of their forefathers, then Allah will not give them hidayat, Allah will not guide them. For them they will be doomed to Jahannam, till eternity they will be doomed, and you just have to accept that hidayat has not been written for them. So this was said to console Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So like this we find the phases of tabligh, of conveying or propagating the message of Islam. Initially it was done secretively, select individuals were chosen, and thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took this message to each and every person. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.